You can catch up with what's happening during the day with All Things Considered from 3 until 6 each weekday on KUAF 91.3 FM. Arkansas legislators are home until next year. They gathered Friday to officially close the state's second fiscal session. Shortly after adjourning, the House voted to elect Darren Williams, a Democrat from Little Rock, as the next Speaker of the House. It was historic. Williams will be Arkansas's first black Speaker of the House. His opponent, Terry Rice, a Republican from Waldron, also would have made history had he been elected. He would have been the first Republican Speaker of the House since Reconstruction. Rice told lawmakers he would work for a long-term plan to reduce the state's income tax.
We cannot sit on the sidelines and allow Arkansas jobs to scurry across the border in the neighboring states. All you have to do is visit West Memphis and Texarkana and understand the issue.
As for Darren Williams, he stuck to a message of bipartisanship.
The ability to forge a consensus among the diversity of this body is an important skill that is required of our next speaker. My record demonstrates that I am a consensus builder.
The vote Friday, though by secret ballot, was 54 to 46 in favor of Darren Williams. There are, coincidentally, 54 Democrats and 46 Republicans in the House. Despite that vote, both men will be watching the November elections closely. If Republicans gain a House majority in November, they could remove Williams and elect a Republican speaker at the beginning of the General Assembly session next January. The University of Arkansas indoor track teams ended their seasons among the top squads in the country. The men finished second in the NCAA National Championships in Idaho over the weekend. Florida won the men's national championship. The University of Arkansas women finished fifth in the country. Oregon won the women's national championship. And the University of Arkansas women's basketball team hopes to receive an invitation to the NCAA tournament tonight. The bids will be announced early this evening. Arkansas won 23 games in the regular season, the second most in a regular season in program history. The Razorback men, though, are through playing. It was a given that Mike Anderson's team wouldn't receive an NCAA tournament bid. There had been some speculation the team might go to the NIT, a tournament reserved for teams not in the NCAAs. However, the NIT field of 32 teams did not include Arkansas. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center's 10x10 Art Series, which continues with the SF Jazz Collective playing the music of Stevie Wonder on Thursday night at 7. This acclaimed jazz band will perform hits such as Superstition, Sir Duke, Do I Do, and others. Tickets and more information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.